Yeah, Tuesday night, Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN, wherever you may be tuning in this evening. If you're listening on the radio, if you're cruising around in your car, man, I'm happy to have you guys tonight. If you are listening on the ESPN app anywhere around the world or throughout Southern California, glad you're with us. So whatever your preferred platform is all good by me. I just want you guys to hang out. And listen, right now, Denver is leading the Clippers 80-72. There's 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're going to the fourth quarter, and Denver is going to have the lead. The Clippers in the first half had a 9-point lead, and it just evaporated before halftime. And it was a 2-point game at halftime, and now it's an 8-point game in favor of Denver, 19 seconds to go. So I'm going to keep you up to speed all night long with what's going on with the Clippers. I asked the question earlier tonight, what's the bigger story, Clippers Nuggets or Dodgers Padres? And everybody told me that it's the dumbest question of all time because this Clipper game is the story. It's certainly becoming the story if a major, major upset is brewing. So stay tuned for that because we're going to be keeping our eye on this as we head towards the fourth quarter. Bottom of the sixth now and two outs. Dodgers with a 3-1 lead looking to tie that series against the Padres. The Padres with that win last night and all the controversy throughout that game and what happened after with Dave Roberts' comments and Clayton Kershaw's comments. I'll get to some of that stuff on the way. Now, I said earlier, we want to have a showcase showdown tonight. Jesse, are you familiar with the show The Price is Right? Are you familiar with the game show, The Price is Right?
He was on the phone. He's here now.
Okay. Jesse, I know you're probably screening calls.
Yes, I am.
But do you know the show, The Price is Right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. That would be my go-to show every time I was sick when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Don't forget to spray and neuter your pets, everyone.
Yeah, that's the old school days. That's mm-hmm. the Bob Barker days.
Oh, that's all I know. I don't know the new Drew Carey guy. I like Drew Carey, but no, Bob Barker, OG.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, The Price is Wrong, biatch.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Right.
Oh, I love those old Adam Sandler movies. So, just his new ones or whatever, but
you know, well, because now Adam Sandler is like a serious actor. Back then, he was like, hello, Bob Barker. Oh no, oh, you want to hit a golf ball, well, Bob Barker? You know, that was the old school.
That was
Adam
a
Sandler.
Really good Adam Sandler impression.
How
first
are you?
Of all,
you like that Adam Sandler?
That
impression?
Was really good. Yeah,
you like that, huh?
And he made Uncut Gems, which is a serious movie. But have you seen his trailer for his latest Netflix movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
He plays like this security guard for Halloween. That somehow Halloween becomes real and
a Halloween.
That's exactly the voice he uses too.
Oh, Halloween. I'm going to go as Mr. One-Arm Pickle Man. I don't have an arm. I have a pickle for an arm. Now, please, give me some candy.
We need to, like, prank call someone and have you do the Adam Sandler and just see how long it takes before they realize
what
it's
you. What'd you guys think of the work I'm doing on my Gruden impression, though, earlier tonight? When I was talking to Kirk Morrison, I was saying that Gruden's kind of packed on some LBs. He's got the quarantine 15. And I was like, tell you what, man. Tell you what, it's pretty freaking hot here in Vegas, man. I got to go see my son, Deuce. He's the strength coach, man.
So this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to have a conversation with John Gruden and Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put that together, and they just have to have a conversation with one another.
I know. I'm trying to get my Frank Caliendo on, so there you go right there. All right, listen, here's what I want to do. I want to give you something tonight for tuning in, for hanging out, and here's what I want to do. I want to have a showcase showdown. Tonight, we're giving away a copy of NBA 2K21, and all you have to do to win is call 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. NBA 2K is a celebration of every part of the basketball culture. The game, the clothes, the music, everything is the game. Okay, you want to win this game, but here's how you win. You call us right now. You've got the number, 877-710-3776. Predict your score. In a showcase showdown on The Price is Right, if I say it's $15,000, Bob, and it's $15,050, okay? If I were to go over, gosh, I just destroyed that whole description because I'm kind of still watching this game out of one eye and I'm trying to describe this on the other eye. Do me this favor. Forget about the description. Everybody knows the showcase showdown. Curtis, give me the showcase showdown music, please. Let me take some phone calls here. and let's see what people come up with. I need you to predict the score now in this Clipper game. We're at the end of the third quarter. The Nuggets are up 82-74. The person who comes closest to the score, the final score, with the right winner, we're going to call you live on the air later on in the show when the game is over. So stand by your phone, but don't go over. It's a showcase showdown. All right, let me go to the phones. Let me see who's out there. Let me talk to Brian in Carson, the home of the San Diego State Aztec football team, Carson, California. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good. Yourself?
Doing great.
All right, Pleasantries Exchange. You tell me, who's going to win tonight, and what's the score going to be?
Got the Clippers winning 107-102. They're going to come back.
Okay, let's just everybody update the score. We're going into the fourth quarter. Denver 82, Clippers 74. And Brian, your final score prediction is a Clipper victory, and the score is?
107-102.
Yeah, you almost forgot your score. You didn't even write it down, did you?
You know what? I hear the score right now in the third, and I almost wanted to change it, but I'm leaving it alone.
All right, man. All right, hey, Jesse, you got everybody's phone number here? You got Brian's phone number?
He does. He's getting everything ahead
all
of
right.
time. So
all right,
be
cool.
All good.
Brian, we'll talk to you later, dog.
Brian had 107-101 Clippers. I got you, Brian.
107-101? Oh, okay.
All right, later, fellas.
Later, dog. All right, here's
Rich. I want
Rich.
Whatever he's smoking because clearly he's making him forget.
Yeah, Rich and Downey, Scott Kaplan on 710. It's a showcase showdown tonight. You tell us who's going to win, what's the score going to be, and if you're the closest, you're going to win NBA 2K21. What do you got, Rich?
What's up, Scotty? Denver wins 105-103.
A Denver victory, 105-103. 11:25 to go. Denver 82, Clippers 74. Rich, stay by your phone. We're going to call you live on the air if you're our winner. Thanks for calling tonight. All right, here we go. This is Doe. I hope I'm saying it right. It's either Doe or Do, but I'll go with Doe. Doe, right in L.A. tonight on Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. What's up, Doe?
Hello.
Why, hello.
Yeah, I'm right here. Hi.
Yeah. Doe. Hey, Doe.
Yeah, hey.
Yo, Doe, what up?
What's up? I'm right here.
All right, dude, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Okay, yeah, I think Nuggets are going to win. I think they're going to take it, and the final score is going to be 107-104.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. 107-104? That may have been what Brian and Carson said, although Jesse corrected him and said 107-101. Okay, so you're going 107-104 for Doe.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Doe, thanks for calling. Thanks for staying awake during the call. It's very sweet of you.
I thought it was something that was wrong with us. I was like, oh, is he kidding out here?
877-710-3776 with 10:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Denver's up 82-74 over the Clippers. Winner gets the Lakers Friday in the Western Conference Finals, a game you'll hear on 710 ESPN. And right now, I said it earlier, we all want the Clippers and the Lakers. And some people were like, no, that's actually not what we want. George Sedano said, path of least resistance is Denver. And right now, I said, I don't think we're going to get what we want just because we all want it. And right now, Denver's got an 82-74 lead, 10 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. We're going to keep you updated all evening long until this thing's over. And then we're going to turn our attentions to Padres-Dodgers exclusively. Dodgers with a 3-1 lead right now, top of the seventh inning. All right, here's back to the phones on this showcase showdown. Patrick, talk to me, Patrick. Scott Kaplan here on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. The Nuggets are going to win this one.
The Nuggets are going to win. What's the score?
Let's go. I think I went a little high, but I'm going to keep it a little high, like 112-104.
That's a lot of points. There's 9 minutes to go, and Denver's got a 10-point lead now, 84-74 over the Clippers. By the way, why would you ever listen to the play-by-play of the Clipper game on radio when we can all hang out, have fun, and I'm giving you the score like every 2 seconds here?
Yeah, I kind of caught on to that, and I'm like, I did go pretty high, but I'm just going to go with what I went with from the beginning.
All right, 84-74 Denver over the Clippers right now, 9 minutes to play. And Patrick, we've got your prediction, and if you win, we're going to call you live on the air, so stay by your phone, all right, dude?
All right, now.
All right, man. Let me keep going. Efren in Anaheim. Yo, F. What the F, man? Scott Kaplan on 710. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? What's up? Just, I'm hanging out here, listening to you about, on the game, Clippers. I'm a Lakers fan all the way, but trying to see if the Lakers win this one. I mean, the Clippers win this one.
All right, so what's your prediction? Are the Clippers going to win? Denver going to win? Yeah, what's the score?
Clippers going to win. I'm saying, I think it was 115 to 113.
Come
Clippers.
On, man. You're way over.
Ah, that's what I'm sticking with.
All right, 115, 113. You got no shot. I'll talk to you later. Ephraim in Anaheim, my man. Raphael Fountain Valley checking in on Scott Kaplan on 710. What's going on, Raf?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yo. Talk to me, man. What do you got?
I got the Nuggets winning 109-105.
109-105 in favor of the Nuggets. Nuggets just dropped a bomb. 89-74. Timeout. 8:47 to go. Denver's got a monster lead right now on the Clippers. OMFG. Damn.
I don't even know if the Clippers are going to make 100 now.
Oh, dude, we'll stay by your phone. We'll call you
Clips
if you're the
Clips
winner.
Clips
things. Appreciate it.
All right, dude. Clippers doing Clipper things. Is that what you said, Jess?
That is pretty much what I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Clipper's going to clip.
Hi, Jamal Murray. I like that face.
Jamal Murray just dropped a bomb
three-pointer.
That guy is
a baller, man. Dude, he came into this bubble ready to ball up.
Dude, I didn't even know who that guy was until the bubble. Tommy in Gardenia, what's going on? Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. What's happening, man?
Scott, what's up, man?
Hey, yo.
I hate to say it, but I think the Clips are going to squeeze it out. They're going to have some sort of miracle 109-105 Clips.
Oh, man. You guys are going high tonight, man. I mean, this game right now, it's 89-74. You think the Clippers are going to wind up scoring like another 30 points in this game?
You know what, man? It'd be more embarrassing if they lost, which I would love because I'm a Laker fan until I die. But I think Paul George catches fire and they squeeze one out.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the call, Tommy. Stay by your phone. We're going to call the winner. Let me ask everybody a question. Do I have this all wrong? Don't you want Lakers-Clippers?
I mean, the only reason that I would want them is to not hear all these people say that, oh, Lakers didn't face the Clippers, that the Clippers would have made it. Yeah, well, because that's the only thing that's going to annoy me. Because even if the Clippers make it, I do believe that the Lakers will beat them because they've been playing like the better team so far in this playoffs over the Clippers. But at the same time, you know what? If we don't have to face the Clippers, so be it. If Clippers wind up doing Clipper things, that's not the Lakers' fault. The Lakers got their job done in five games of both series.
I think the Laker fans have a healthy respect. I was going to say, no, not a fear, a healthy respect for Kawhi Leonard, for Paul George, for the Clippers organization. I would say there's an on-court respect, not an off-court respect, an on-court respect. And I think that most Laker fans believe that Denver really doesn't pose much of a threat and that the Clippers do. And so I thought all along everybody would want to see Kawhi versus LeBron. I feel like I'm hearing tonight, no, not really. I don't want anything good to happen to the Clippers is what I'm hearing tonight. Let me take one more call, one more prediction, and then we'll see who wins as the evening goes on and we work our way through the fourth quarter. Fernando. Hello, Fernando. You look marvelous, darling. Hello, Fernando.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, dog?
I got 104.97 Nuggets.
104.97 Nuggets. It's a good prediction right now. 8:47 to go. Denver 89, Clippers 74. Fernando, thanks for the call, man. We'll call you back if you win. So stay by your phone. 877-710-ESPN is the phone number. 877-710-3776. I want to slow that down some. You know, sometimes I say it and people are in their car and like, what the hell did he say? 877-710-ESPN. How do I find the E? And then where's the S? 877-710-3776. By the way, I'd be curious to hear what you guys think. Do you really want the Nuggets and not the Clippers? And if you do want the Nuggets, is it because you think they're the easier path to the finals? Or is it because you just don't want anything ever good to happen for the Clippers and putting them in the Western Conference Finals and a shot against LeBron and the Lakers, that would be good. At least if you were a Clipper fan, if you're Billy Crystal and you were talking to Fernando. Okay, I will say this. I do have a lot of other things on my mind tonight, not just what's going on between the Clippers and the Nuggets, but I'm telling you, we're sitting here watching and you're listening. We're all hanging together here. We're watching a developing story, a very big story. I think most people would have thought that tonight the Clippers come in. Okay, they had a 16-point lead they squandered, a 19-point lead they squandered. Okay, 3-3, they've let Denver climb back in. Tonight is the night where the Clippers go off. And right now, it's Denver continuing to go off. 89-76 is the score with 8:26 to play in this game. I said I had other things on my mind. Dodgers and Padres, 3-1 Dodgers, bottom of the seventh inning. And so I'm now focused in on NBA, and all of a sudden, because of the score and because of this giant upset that is brewing, it's got all of my attention. So I will come back and talk about a few other things, though, including this. So let me get this straight. Dodger Stadium and Petco Park, LA and San Diego, are going to host the American League playoffs, but the National League playoffs will be hosted in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers play, and in Houston, where the Astros play. The baseball bubble, I'd like to get into a piece of that. So stick around. We got a great night ahead of us. Michael Thompson will be with us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour to analyze the Lakers versus, and right now Denver's got a nice lead, 13-point lead with 7 minutes to play. And this is trending right now. Unless Kawhi and Paul George get something going here really soon, this is trending towards a monster Denver upset. Don't go anywhere. We're all going to find out what happens together. This is Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. Hey, if you're just getting with us tonight, it's Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. Nuggets 89, Clippers 76, 7:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Nuggets have taken control of this game. Clippers can't do anything right, can't hit a shot, and that includes Kawhi Leonard. I mean, Kawhi is just way off right now. I'll give you some stats to back that up, but I'm just telling you, it's just right now, Kawhi Leonard, take a listen to this. 6-for-20 from the field, 2-for-6 from three-point range, 14 points on the night. Paul George, 4-for-13 from the field, 2-for-8 from three-point range, 10 points on the night. And look, you know the story. If these two guys aren't doing it, the Clippers aren't doing it. And I'll tell you this, for everybody that thinks that the Nuggets are, you know, just some pushover because, my goodness, you know, they don't have Kawhi Leonard and they don't have a two-time champion and a guy who's been finals MVP twice in his career. I'll tell you this, man, this Denver team, they got heart. Now, I'm not sure they're going to win tonight. There's 7 minutes to go and they've got a 12-point lead and they're just grinding. But man, these guys got heart for real. And so I'm not sure that they're the easier path to the NBA finals, but we'll talk to Michael Thompson at the top of the hour. We'll know who the Lakers will face, and we'll talk to Michael and get his opinion. We'll get some instant feedback from Michael Thompson. All right, I'm also keeping my eyes on the Dodgers and the Padres. Bottom of the seventh inning, Dodgers leading 3-1 over the Padres. Check it, it's just moved to the top of the eighth. My TV is focused on this basketball game, and my computer is on some kind of an ESPN.com gamecast. And right now, Dodgers 3-1, top of the eighth. Justin Turner, by the way, returning from injury tonight, and he's 3-for-3 on the night with an RBI. So Justin Turner immediately adding offense off the IL and into the DH role. So listen, I want to say it's very interesting to me. And just so you know, I'm going to concentrate as best I can to talk to you. Jesse, I'm concentrating, just so you know. I'm very focused right now on trying to talk about what I'm talking about. But out of the corner of my left eye, here in my home studio, I am completely focused in on this basketball game. Such a major upset is about to go down. And so I'm talking and I'm yapping and I'm kind of thinking, but I'm kind of watching, but we're all hanging together. And in the new world of broadcasting, dude, I'm in my house. We're all hanging out in the house together. I think my daughter's out here. My dog is out here, and it's gotten really dark outside. So, all right, 89-76, under 6 minutes to go. The Nuggets with a commanding 13-point lead over the Clippers. All right, I do have some other things on my mind. The baseball bubble. Baseball is starting to announce now that Dodger Stadium and Petco Park in San Diego, where the Dodgers and Padres are playing right now, these two ballparks will be hosts of a Southern California baseball bubble. And ultimately, the American League Championship Series will be played at Petco Park in San Diego. But the divisional round will be played in San Diego and LA. Flip it around on the NL side of things. Let's take these guys down to Houston and to Arlington. There's a brand new ballpark right next to Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. They didn't need a new ballpark. They just decided to build a new ballpark because it's so freaking hot. They're like, we need a roof over this place. So they've got this brand new baseball park in Arlington. And so the Dodgers and the Padres, who are going at it tonight, these teams are going to be in the postseason, and they're going to have to do it in Texas in American League parks. And on the flip side, these National League parks will host these American League games. It's a very strange setup, but I will tell you this. As much as I'd love to knock it and go, oh, this is no good, and if you're a Dodger fan, you want to see the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, and if you're a Padre fan, you want to see your guys playing at home in Petco Park, you know, I would try and criticize it or pick it apart, but I got to tell you, I think the baseball season with 60 games, with a designated hitter in the National League, with a runner on second base to start extra innings, I got news for you. Baseball purists hate it, but baseball been trying for years to attract younger viewers, younger fans, make the game faster. It's all worked. Everything that you thought at the beginning of COVID was like, oh, they're going to change everything, and that's not the way baseball's supposed to be played, and 60 games isn't enough. I don't know about you guys. I'm liking this season a whole lot more than the 162-game season. By the way, Kawhi Leonard is just completely ice cold, and he got to keep shooting. He's got to, but just ice cold. And so are the Clippers. And by the way, Doc Rivers right now with 4:09 to go. Listen to this. Denver 93, Clippers 78. Steve Ballmer is sitting there with his Clippers mask over his face with a look like, what the hell just happened? Didn't we just have to show up to win this game? No. Oh, man, the Nuggets are starting to really, really take it to the Clippers. Oh,
that's
this
the most dead face I've ever seen Ballmer ever in my life as well.
Right. I know. Usually you see Steve Ballmer, he's cheering, he's going crazy. They caught him at the right time. Like, what the hell is going on right now? We're getting run off the floor. We're getting blown out of the building. Back to this baseball thing for a second and this baseball bubble, because they've gone to a commercial break. So they're going to bubble these players for the baseball postseason. Everybody's been able to play home park, travel, guest park. They've done things more regionally. I got it. But they're going to bubble everybody because everybody is still, I mean, rightly so, we're still very COVID paranoid. My parents haven't been out of their apartment in South Florida in like 8 months. My mother is consumed with Facebook and I think solitaire on her laptop computer. And she's quarantined. And if you just give her a newspaper and a crossword puzzle, a laptop so she can play on Facebook all day and comment on everything and everyone on the planet, and you give her an hour or so of solitaire and maybe like Days of Our Lives in the middle of the afternoon, lady's happy. Trust me, that's my mom. I mean, they are in quarantine. They haven't left. Tomorrow, I'm getting a COVID test. Has anybody here been COVID tested?
Yes, I have been tested twice. Have. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I remember, Curtis, you actually had kind of a COVID scare, right?
Yeah, I had to wait a week because I went to a city place over in Ventura and took a test, and took like 4 or 5 days for us to find out. But yeah, Jess and I both have taken a test pretty recently.
Does it hurt?
No. Well, mine, they let us do it ourselves.
Which one did you take though, Curtis? Because there's multiple kinds of tests.
I did the one where you stick it way up past the beginning of your nose, but they let us do it. not them just shoving it in your face.
See, that was nice, because I had the second time I took that test, that's how it was. I took it at a CVS of all places, and they just, you know, went through the drive-through, one of the drive-through CVSs, and they gave you a packet. They explain what to do. You have to, you know, stick it deep enough into your nose to where it's uncomfortable, and then you have to, you know, move it all around, and you have to leave it in there for 15 seconds. On each nostril.
You feel it behind your eyes almost. It's weirdly weird feeling.
But then the first time I took it, I did it at the Rose Bowl, and it was another self-administered test. But this time, all I had to do was do the mouth. Yeah, I stuck like a Q-tip kind of like all the way back near my, was it tonsils? That's what they're called? Or the cheeks? No, I didn't do a cheek swab. But I did a throat. Like, you know, what's the thing?
What do you mean,
hanging?
That little flap in the back of your throat?
Yeah, that. Tonsil. Okay, I was right. It was a tonsil. Yes, yeah, so you have to kind of like tap on that, and that's how.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You know those things at the end of your arm? They've got nails on there. You know what those are?
Are those fingers?
Yeah.
My God, you're blowing my mind, Cap.
I mean,
stop.
You know that thing in the back of my throat? That little floppy pink thing? What is that?
Oh, it was the floppy pink thing. That's what I always used to call it.
So you've both taken COVID tests. I've not taken one. I'm taking one tomorrow morning at one of these drive-through deals, because on Friday, don't laugh at me, all right? But on Friday, I'm doing something that every 50-year-old man is supposed to do, and that is have a colonoscopy. No sympathy, no compassion. There's just zero reaction from you two.
I feel like it's that you're at the point where you have to get a colonoscopy, where it's like you post that I'm getting a colonoscopy, hashtag this is 50 or 45, whatever age you are. That's what I feel it is. Because really? I mean, I put this is 21 when I turned 21 and I had like my 8,000th drink, and I was like, oh, I guess this is what 21 feels like.
Oh, okay. So when you're 21, you post about drinking. And when you're 50, you post about colostomy.
Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
Doesn't that sound about right?
I guess so. Hey, let me give you a quick score update here as we're talking nonsense, because we're all just watching what's going on. A major, major upset is brewing for those of you that are just joining us. Denver, the Nuggets, down 3-1 to the LA Clippers, and down in games 5 and 6 by 16 points and by 19 points. The Denver Nuggets are now leading the Clippers after just hitting a completely crazy off-balance three, just a bomb, right? Oh, this is over. Kawhi was just intercepted.
Oh, man.
The Nuggets have just gone coast-to-coast with a dunk. I probably shouldn't be doing play-by-play, but on the other hand, the game is live on ESPN, so I'm going to try and shoot first and ask for forgiveness later. Listen to this. You guys are not going to believe this. Denver 100, LA Clippers 80, 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. This thing is over. It is over. The Clippers are not coming back from down 20 points to the Nuggets. Wow.
Goodbye. I'm doing the Dame Lillard bye. Nah, 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 nah. Na 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 na.
You gotta wave and blow the kiss.
Hey.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Stay with me, Laker fans.
Way to carry a tune, man. Nice job. Denver 100, the Clippers 80. Can you believe this? For everybody that predicted that the Clippers were not just going to win the Western Conference, they were going to win the whole thing. Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the league. Nobody ever criticizes one thing that he does. He's been, hey, listen. Here's the reality. Kawhi Leonard has been awful tonight. 6-for-22 from the field, 2-for-7 from three-point range, 14 points, awful. This kid Murray from the Nuggets, you talk about a performance. 15-of-26 from the field, 6-of-13 from three-point range, and 36 points tonight. This is unbelievable. I mean, it would be one thing if it were a super close game. This is a complete and utter blowout and beatdown. We'll see how it finishes. 2 minutes to go. Nuggets down by 18 points now. Don't go anywhere. Let's find out how it finishes together. This is Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. Scott Kaplan tonight, Tuesday night on 710 ESPN. Let me give you an update here. This is over. This is brutal. If you are the Clippers, this is a complete and utter total choke job. Kawhi Leonard is sitting on the bench. Paul George is sitting on the bench. Denver, 103. LA Clippers, 86. Hey, and goodbye. Right now on the screen, the Clippers are 0-8. Oh. Their record is 0-8 with a chance to clinch a playoff series. And they just pulled it down, so I hope I read that exactly right.
You did. The 0-8 record with the chance to reach the conference finals. 0-8.
This is truly remarkable. If you read the LA Times this morning, you would have seen the stuff that had been written about how this Clipper team was letting this conference final opportunity slip away. And this is truly amazing. What a story tonight.
I want to
zoom
in on Pat Bev's face. Curtis just called it. I want to see his face. I don't care about anyone else. I want to see Patrick Beverly's face.
Every time he talks, he makes me mad.
Wow, this is truly amazing. This kid, Jamal Murray, tonight, who has been such a rock star in this bubble, in these playoffs. Jamal Murray tonight, 44 minutes, 15 of 26 from the field. The players are all, by the way, they're all hugging it out right now. Everybody's congratulating everybody. They've got the cameras just stuck on this kid, Murray. Every single guy from the Clippers is congratulating him. I mean, this is just, listen, I mean, the Clippers went out and got Kawhi. Paul George got healthy. I've heard the excuses about how many games they have played together. It's been like under 20 games, fully healthy. Kawhi and crew walking off the floor. Great sportsmanship, total class act all the way.
I'm a Doc fun Rivers, guy.
Doc Rivers right now hugging it out with Murray. I mean, everybody from the Clippers being a really good sport. George walking off the floor right now. And like I said, everybody is being, you know, nobody's throwing anything. Everybody knows the situation here. Kawhi was 6 of 22 from the field. Scored 14 points tonight. I mean, you had to have your superstars step up, and Paul George went 4 for 16 from the field, and he scored 10 points. On the other hand, Denver had their superstar step up. 40 points tonight for Murray. 15 of 26 from the field, 6 of 13 from three-point range, perfect from the free throw line, 4 for 4. And Murray scores 40 points tonight for Denver. The Denver Nuggets will face the Lakers coming up Friday, and you'll hear that game right here on 710 ESPN. And Michael Thompson from the Laker broadcast will be with us at the top of the hour for instant feedback. Wow, what a story tonight. Nuggets 104, Clippers 89. This was a two-point game at halftime, and the Nuggets completely blew the Clippers off the floor in the second half. And by the way, when they were down 3-1, the Nuggets, they've done this every single time. They made a huge comeback down 16. They made a huge comeback down 19. And I will tell you, for those of you that are just getting with us, as we crossed over from Sedano and LZ into me, Scott Kaplan, tonight, as we crossed over, LZ was saying, if you're the Clippers, you should be worried right now because this game is way too close towards the end of the first half. And that was exactly right, because rather than having to come back and battle from 16 or 19, this Denver team that was down 3-1, that, let's face it, wasn't really on any of our radars coming into this thing as a real serious threat. We all thought that we were entitled to the Clippers versus the Lakers, and everybody expected Kawhi versus LeBron. This is a terribly, terribly embarrassing loss for the organization. The Clippers were thinking, we're on fire. We're going to have a chance to play in the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. We're going to build our own arena down in Inglewood, and we're not going to be the little brother anymore. We're not going to be the Chargers of the Staples Center. We don't want to be that. And tonight, the Clippers found a way to once again be the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard didn't save them. Paul George certainly didn't save them. Jerry West couldn't save them. Lee Jenkins, my man, if you're listening tonight, couldn't save him. Steve Ballmer couldn't buy him the win. The Clippers just got smoked, humiliated. I don't think Kawhi Leonard's laughing right now. I don't think so. 104 89. Nuggets dispose of the Clippers. Nuggets, Lakers, Friday, Western Conference Finals start. Another situation where the team that the Lakers will face will have battled their way in. Portland had to do everything they could, including winning an extra game just to get into the postseason. Portland came in hot, won game one. Lakers took care of business the next four games and got rid of Portland in the first round. Houston, also a seven-game series, had to work real hard, but came in hot, and won game one, and the Lakers took care of business over the next four. The Lakers have been sitting around doing nothing. I saw a picture on Instagram. Kyle Kuzma had a can of Corona, probably because Snoop's drinking Corona, so aren't we all?
Snoop probably airdropped that to him.
Seriously, a can of Corona on a golf course. Like, no, I'm not watching the Clipper game on Sunday. I'm out playing golf. The Lakers are going to come in completely rested. Denver's on this incredible emotional run of three straight wins, down by all these points, and then a complete blowout of the Clippers in Game 7. So Denver's coming in hot. It's only Tuesday. Game's on Friday. Lakers are chilling, resting, feeling good, working out, getting healthy. Wow, what a story that has developed tonight. Little did we know. I mean, seriously, if you'd asked me tonight, you're like, hey, what's going to happen? I'd be like, listen, Clippers are going to win. No big deal. Clippers got this thing. It's all good. And we'll then get Clippers and Lakers. But I said it earlier tonight. That's what we want. We so rarely get what we want. I want Tiger and Phil walking up the 18th at Augusta. It just doesn't happen. We wanted Lakers, Clippers. Instead, we're getting Lakers. Wow. And the Denver Nuggets. Unbelievable. Michael Thompson will be with us at the top of the hour. I want his instant feedback. But you know what else I'd like? I'd love to see what everybody thinks right now. Seriously, like, I'd like to know what you think about what you just saw or what you just heard. The Clippers have chargered all over themselves. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. The Lakers and the Nuggets, little did we know that tonight the Clippers would go back to being, organizationally speaking, the Clippers. What a colossal choke job this was tonight. And like I said, Steve Ballmer can't buy their way into the Western Conference Finals. Jerry West can't class his way for the Clippers into the Western Conference Finals. Doc Rivers couldn't good guy his way into the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard, above criticism for all intent and purposes, couldn't will his team and certainly couldn't shoot his team into the Western Conference Finals. This is a terribly embarrassing organizational loss for this version of the Clippers. Wow.
I'm going to sing it for you as we go on a break. Nah, 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 nah. I got the whole Laker fam listening right now singing. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, goodbye. That's right. Laugh, Kawhi. We know it's funny. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Oh, man. I would love to hear what you guys think about that. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Okay, it's over. 104-89, Nuggets knock out the Clippers. And if you've got something to say about that, if you're a Laker fan, you want to get in on Lakers versus Nuggets, or if you're a Laker fan and you've got something to say about the Clippers, or if hello, Clipper fans. Hello. Is this thing on? Clipper? Is there a Clipper fan that wants to get in tonight? 877-710-3776. So now I'm turning my attention to what's going on with the Dodgers and the Padres. Dodgers 3, Padres 1, top of the ninth. Don't go anywhere. We're going to find out what happens between the Dodgers and the Padres. We just got this spectacular finish to this blowout game. It's still hard to believe. I mean, this was a two-point game at halftime. And the Nuggets, at 6:30 to go in the third quarter, the Nuggets had a one-point lead. Middle of the third quarter, the Nuggets had a one-point lead. And then they just started dropping all kinds of bombs and just pulled away. And Kawhi Leonard had this look on his face like, I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I'll keep shooting because I'm the guy. But, man, I can't hit anything. Kawhi Leonard, bad offensive performance tonight for Kawhi Leonard. 6 of 22 from the field, 2 of 7 from three-point range, 14 points for Kawhi Leonard. Crunch time. Best players got to step up and play their best games. Kawhi Leonard is a great player. Kawhi Leonard is a two-time champion and a two-time finals MVP. Kawhi Leonard is a great player. But man, tonight, my man Kawhi, I mean, he surprised a lot of people, I would say, with that really poor performance. All right, you want to get in, you got it. You got it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And if you called earlier tonight with your prediction on the score, we're going to call you back when we figure out who's going to win our game tonight, the NBA 2K21 game. Okay, I'm turning my attentions to Dodgers-Padres. Next, this is Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN.
Oh, I even have to tell Chris to play this. He did it all on his own.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. Nah, nah, nah. Along with my producer, Jesse Lopez, who is a gloating Lakers fan right now because the Clippers were just destroyed, if you're just getting with us. 104-89, Nuggets over the Clippers. There will be no LeBron versus Kawhi head-to-head, mano-a-mano. There will be no matchup between these two superstars. There will not be a battle of Los Angeles. The Clippers just charged all over themselves. And I'm going to take a guess here that people are on the phones and there are probably many gloating Laker fans tonight. Michael Thompson from the Laker broadcast. He'll be on the air on Friday, obviously, with John Ireland. Michael Thompson coming up top of the hour with instant feedback on the Nuggets' victory over the Clippers and how the Nuggets match up against the Lakers. Now, I mentioned that the Nuggets pulled this win and destroyed the Clippers. Just to give you some numbers tonight, Kawhi Leonard, 6 of 22 from the field, 2 of 7 from three-point range, and scored a total of 14 points. Paul George, 4 for 16 from the field, 2 for 11 from three-point range, and scored a total of 10 points. So the superstars of the Clippers combined for 24 points. The individual superstar for the Nuggets, Jamal Murray, 15 of 26 from the field, 6 of 13 from three-point range, and by himself, 40 points. Jamal Murray outscored Kawhi Leonard and Paul George by 16 points. But just stick with me on the math because, I mean, I just did that completely on the fly. I think I'm right. I actually think I'm right. I do. All right, here's the situation now with the Padres and the Dodgers. Dodgers are up 3-1. We're going to the bottom of the ninth in San Diego. The heart of the order for the Padres is on the way. Tatis will lead off. You'll see Machado as well. Can the Dodgers even this series tonight against the Padres? The Padres come into this series 8 straight wins. They were 7 straight prior to last night. 8 straight on total fire as the Dodgers have cooled off. And then last night, when Clayton Kershaw gave up a solo home run to a guy named Trent Grisham, Grisham stared down Kershaw and the entire Dodger team, only to have Dave Roberts say after the game, "Hey, I didn't like that." Well, nobody likes it, but the Dodgers have done it as well. So don't be a hypocrite about the whole thing. And I love Dave, you know that. But all of a sudden, the Dodgers on the verge of evening this series when I'm telling you right now, San Diego is in fuego with Padre fever. They believe, the city of San Diego, the fan base of the Padres, believes finally we have caught the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are trying to make sure that they put everybody down and go, "Relax, little guy, relax." Let me go to the phones. Let me find out what everybody has to say about what just happened tonight. The big story, which is the Clippers getting just destroyed and manhandled in the second half by the Nuggets. The Nuggets 104, Clippers 89. Here's to the phones we go. Natalie in Los Angeles on Scott Kaplan on 710. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really great. Yourself?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Where are you tonight? Let me hear what you're doing.
I'm actually driving home right now, but I was listening to the score on the radio, and I knew that the Denver Nuggets were going to beat them all along because the Clippers are horrible.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else to add to that horribleness?
I'm a Clipper fan. I'm a diehard Laker fan. Mm-hmm. LeBron and AD, this would have never happened. Game 7, they would have had it all.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I just want to make sure I'm clear, because I think I'm going to get a lot of these calls, Natalie. This is a gloating Laker fan happy to see the failure of the Clippers. Is that right?
As always, yes. I can't stand the Clippers.
I understand. I understand. Where are you going to right now? Like, where are you going from? Where are you going to?
I am driving from Burbank home.
Mm-hmm. And where's home?
Home is Santa Clarita.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I want to know how long I've got you. How long are you and me going to be together? What do you think you got? You got about a 40-minute drive?
No, I don't have a 40-minute drive, but I can stay on the phone. I just, this is the first time I've called in, just so you know, but I've been listening to you guys for years.
All right. Well, we're glad that you finally called in. I'm glad that you were motivated tonight. The reason I ask is because, like I said, I'm going to keep going. I got Michael Thompson coming up. I don't want you going anywhere. I need you and me. I'm going to drive you all the way home. You and me are going to get you home together tonight.
I love Michael Thompson. He's awesome. Michael Thompson is a great broadcaster.
I know he is. I love the guy. I love him as a talk show host. I love him as a color commentator. I loved him as a player. All right. Well, listen, Natalie, stay with us. Let's get you home safely tonight. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate the call.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right. Let me see what else is going on here on these phones. Jesse, you have a preference of caller? I mean, I'm looking at the board here. I can go in any direction.
Oh, I know. So you know what? Let's see. Let's go to George in Orange County.
That was exactly who I was going to suggest we go to.
That's exactly what he said to me when I screened him, and I said, no more. I know exactly what you're going to say. So,
all right, here we go. This is George on the Scott Kaplan Show on 710 ESPN, broadcasting throughout Los Angeles and Southern California and worldwide on the ESPN app. George, talk to me.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
We're good, man. How are you?
Good, good. The Titanic has sunk again, right?
What did you say?
Oh, I mean, the Clippers. I'm sorry. The Clippers. Lost again.
You like that? You're happy about that tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard, I mean, played us really bad last summer, you know. I mean, 2 summers ago. Is it last summer? That summer, George, apparently they were trying to sign with us, and they played us bad. So they deserve it. They deserve it.
All right. They deserve it. I like it, man. So this is another gloating Laker call for the Laker fans that just don't want anything good to ever happen to the Clippers. So you're actually glad they got knocked out. You didn't have to do the dirty work yourself. Denver did it for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Lakers all the way. Do it for Kobe.
Yeah, do it for Kobe's right. Way to go, George. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. All right, hold on. Let me take a call from Paul here. Paul, it's Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN. Paul in North Hollywood. What's going on tonight, dude?
God, how's it going? I'm actually on my way to North Hollywood. I was watching Game 7 with my younger brother, and I got to tell you, we're very happy Laker fans right now. No surprise, playoff Paul George choking. I actually kind of feel bad for the guy. Look, as a Laker fan, I'm extremely happy to see the Clippers lose. I really wanted to take them down to the Western Conference Finals, but you know what? As luck would have it, not going to happen. But as Laker fans, let's remember, this is for Kobe, okay? We got to win it all for the Bryant family, for this city. We were a hurt city 4.5, 5, 6 months ago. We got to win it for him. Destiny is on our side. Let's take care of Denver on Friday.
All right, there you go. Paul, North Hollywood. Appreciate that call, dude. Stay in touch with the show. All right. Let me go to Oscar. Oscar in Santa Ana. You got Scott Kaplan tonight on 710 ESPN. Oscar, talk to me.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Doing good, dude. How are you?
It feels good those Clippers went down, you know? You know, I remember when Kawhi said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to join the Clippers, you know, see you later. She just gives us a middle finger. And now this is kind of like a payback. And the other thing is, let's see how these ESPN people who picked the Clippers to win it all, huh? Interesting stuff. By the way, you should just call Marcellus to find out how he feels right now.
Mm. Yeah, I know Marcellus is probably feeling pretty dumb right about now. Kirk Morrison, my main man, is sitting at home right now going, Kaplan, shut up, Kaplan. Shut up and don't call me Kaplan. You know? I know.
Oh, yeah. He's going to feel depressed now. He's going to feel depressed now, and then next couple 4 months now for now.
See, I'm so rarely right when I make predictions that I do victory laps when I do get them right. But you got to go out there and make some predictions. And I think picking the Clippers was a somewhat popular thing to do. And I think LeBron and AD have had a lot to say about that so far. Oscar, thanks for the call. Stay in touch with the show. I'll be in touch with you, dude. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Here is Joe in LA. Joe, Scott Kaplan on 710. What's going on?
Yes, well, I think the Clippers' history and the karma came back to beat them again. Everyone picked them. Kawhi spurned the Lakers. Paul George spurned the Lakers. And that's what you, that's, they got exactly what they deserved. A totally horrible performance. As you said, they combined for 24 points, shot well under 50%, and they were outscored by Jamal Crawford, who made more than half of his shot. I think this is just beautiful. And they're going to look pretty foolish, open up a grand arena in Inglewood for a team that just blew a golden opportunity to really, really strike blood in this city for the first time legitimately.
Right. That's the whole other thing. That's the thing. You know, I hear it from people all the time. They're like, you know, the Lakers have been down for a really long time and the Clippers have been good for quite a while. And, you know, if the Clippers ever really win an NBA title, you know, they might really be able to bite into that Laker fan base. I'm like, hold on, stop. Are you crazy? Right. Are you out of your mind? I mean, first of all, the first part of that is there are certain organizations in sports. The Clippers are one of them. This is a fact. This is not an opinion. This is statistical, factual information. The Clippers just are one of those teams that never can get it done. They've had good teams. They've had good regular seasons. They've had decent playoff runs. They've underachieved when they've had opportunities. And it doesn't matter who the owner is. It doesn't matter who the star players are. It doesn't matter who the coach is. It's just something rooted in the organizational fabric. And it's teams like the Clippers and teams like the Chargers that always have on paper what looks good and can never finish the job. And that's very much what happened tonight. Joe in L.A., good call, man. Appreciate you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, okay. You got it. All right, Michael Thompson, instant feedback. What does Michael Thompson think about what the Nuggets just accomplished? And what does Michael Thompson think about the matchup between the Nuggets and the Lakers? By the way, keeping my eye on this Dodgers-Padres game. Bottom of the ninth inning, one out, Dodgers leading 3-1, and all of a sudden, the Padres have runners on first and second. Okay, what looked like a lead that and looked like the Dodgers were in control of this game tonight, we're now down to the bottom of the ninth, 3-1 Dodgers. Oh, man. And the Padres with one out with two runners on. Michael Thompson is coming up. Kenley Jansen going to blow this thing again, by the way? Is that what's about to happen here? Padre fans are certainly hoping so. Dodger fans are probably starting to bite their fingernails.
It's okay. What? We're going to get a ground ball double play next at bat.
Well, let's see what happens. Don't go anywhere. We'll update this Padres-Dodgers game, and Michael Thompson is on the way. This is Scott Kaplan on 710 ESPN.